From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The latest now in our series on fractured culture. Today, a cable TV show that's very popular with one group of Americans, but completely unknown to just about everybody else. It's called iCarly, and it's on Nickelodeon. Never heard of it? Well, an episode of iCarly was one of the top 20 cable telecasts of the year in 2010. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, if you do know iCarly, there's a reason.
Roaming the mall at Pentagon City in Arlington, Virginia, it took me a while to find some iCarly fans.
I've never heard of it.
iCarly?
What was that?
Do you know iCarly?
No.
And then I scored.
My 5-year-old niece is obsessed with iCarly, so she loves it.
The adults I talked to who do know iCarly were like 29-year-old Hector Jimenez from D.C. They spend time with kids.
And how about you?
I actually can get into it, yeah. They're constantly laughing, you know, with the different scenarios that take place.
iCarly is a sitcom about some young teenagers. Carly and her friend Sam have their own goofy web show.
Frog Punch asks, hey Carly and Sam, what's the proper way to cook a pickle with a blowtorch? Excellent question.
If you don't have any kids in your life, there is a chance that you don't know the show or haven't even heard of it.
Dan Schneider is iCarly's executive producer. He's worked with the tween audience for years. He created Drake and Josh and Zoe 101. Nickelodeon's target audience ranges from as young as 6 to 14. But Schneider says he tailors iCarly to older kids.
I felt like if I'm getting 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, then the younger kids are just going to come along for the ride because they want to do what their big sisters and brothers are doing.
Boys and girls alike watch iCarly. According to Nielsen, boys are about 45% of its audience. The male characters might explain its popularity with boys. Spencer is Carly's off-the-wall older brother.
Okay, will you get the milk?
Yeah, sure.
It's not in the fridge.
Ugh, you promised you'd stop drinking milk in the shower.
Stop trying to change me!
Spencer is also Carly's guardian. The parents are gone. In fact, you don't see grown-ups much on the show at all. In the same way Dan Schneider doesn't play down to young children, he also isn't playing to adults.
I have definitely avoided the parents in my shows, and I avoid adults as... Let's put it this way. I don't bring adults onto the show and have them be a drag because I want kids to love the shows. And the thing is, my shows are about kids and they're about kids winning and about kids taking power over their lives and doing cool, fun things.
And by appealing to kids, the parents often go along for the ride too, making iCarly a show that reaches a larger fracture than a lot of what you see on TV. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.